Now to Washington State, where the Macaw tribe has the support of the federal government in its long quest to resume whale hunts off the coast. Last week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced a proposal to allow the tribe to hunt a limited number of gray whales over a 10-year period. Environmentalists like DJ Schubert have been fighting that hunt for decades. He's a wildlife biologist for the Animal Welfare Institute. DJ, welcome.
Thank you.
And are you making the point that the tribe should not be allowed to resume this hunt?
Yeah, absolutely. We think there are, you know, legal, ethical, scientific, humane reasons why this hunt should not go forward. We think the National Marine Fisheries Service has erred in its preliminary determination of granting this waiver to the Macaw tribe, and we intend to continue to advocate for the whales and against this hunt going forward.
What's your environmental reasoning? The U.S. government says that up to 600 of these whales could be taken each year without harming the animal's population, and they were taken off the endangered species list all the way back in 1994.
Well, that's correct that they're not listed under the ESA anymore, Endangered Species Act anymore. In our mind, it's not a matter of can we hunt these whales, it's should we hunt these whales. And the reality is that there is a large population of eastern North Pacific gray whales, but then there are these two smaller populations of gray whales. One is the western North Pacific gray whales, where current population estimates are approximately 200 animals. These animals spend most of the year off the coast of Russia, but some of them do swim over and join their eastern cousins as they migrate from Alaska down to Mexico. There's also a group of whales called the Pacific Coast Feeding Aggregation, or Pacific Coast Feeding Group, which numbers currently around 243 animals. And both of these small populations could be hunted under the proposal issued by NIMS. Now, it may not be as likely that they would be killed as the whales from the larger population, but from our perspective, not a single whale should be killed.
However, the tribe might say there are ethical issues here from their perspective as well, because this was something that the federal government agreed to in a treaty with the tribe all the way back in 1855. And I'm sure you know that the history of the U.S. government reneging on treaties with Native people is a long and sensitive topic.
Yeah, it is. And we certainly feel for the various tribes that have been adversely affected by the government reneging on, you know, various treaty and specific treaty rights. In this case, however, the treaty language in regards to the Macaw indicates that they can whale in common with other citizens. The treaty was adopted at a time when gray whales weren't protected. In addition, we're not convinced that that particular treaty right remains in place because we think it's been abrogated by the passage of the Marine Mammal Protection Act in 1972. That very issue has been raised in two previous lawsuits about this hunt, but in both cases, the court never had the rule on the abrogation issue, so we think it's still a valid claim that needs to be adjudicated by the courts.
But we're also not talking about that many animals. Under this agreement, the tribe would be allowed to kill no more than three whales a year during even-numbered years and one whale for every odd-number year. It's not that many animals over the course of a decade.
That's true. I'm not going to argue against that because those are the numbers. But again, it's not can we kill the whales, it's should we kill the whales. And the reality is, in our opinion, particularly given the history of the gray whale and how commercial whaling drove that species to the brink of extinction, and the fact that the Macaw don't need to kill the whales. They don't have a nutritional requirement. They don't have a subsistence need. Our question is, should we kill them? And we don't think we should. We think there are some animals that don't require to be subject to lethal control. And in this case, we don't think the Macaw hunt is a wise future for these animals.
You say they don't have a subsistence need to kill the whales, but they used to, and the tribe is trying to make the point that that was a very important part of its lifestyle that is now gone. So, you know, you could say they don't need to do it, but if they want to, isn't that enough?
Well, the International Whaling Commission requires that an Aboriginal group demonstrate a nutritional need, a subsistence need, and a cultural need. They have to meet all three standards. Now, the Macaw would argue that they have a cultural need because they claim that they've maintained their sort of cultural practices in regards to their history of whale hunting through their rituals and dances and so on and so forth. But the reality is that they have gone without whaling since like 1926, with the exception of one whale killed legally in 1999 and another whale killed illegally in 2007.
But that...
So it's very hard to understand how they could possibly meet the standards of having a nutritional or subsistence need to whale.
Well, that period of time when they weren't hunting the whales since the 1920s was sort of mandated that they stop.
Not entirely. I mean, yes, they did stop because they claimed the number of gray whales was so diminished that it just wasn't effective for them to go out and hunt. But if you look at the historical record, including a lot of information that the macaw themselves have submitted to the government, they really stopped whaling in the mid-1800s. And by 1891, the macaw were so in demand by sealing vessels as navigators and as seal hunters that most of them gave up whaling because they could make more profit as sealers on the vessels that plied the waters off of the west coast of the U.S. and off the west coast of Canada, killing seals.
That's DJ Schubert, a wildlife biologist for the Animal Welfare Institute. DJ, thanks for your time. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.